We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, on this day, 100 years ago, I just found this interesting. In 1922, AT&T and the Bell Systems shut down all their switchboards for 1 minute. And this was in the U.S. and Canada in memory of Alexander Graham Bell, who had died 2 days earlier. They shut down the entire system. I just thought that was cool.
I'd like to know how big was the system back then, right?
I don't know.
And that's when they were, you know, taking cords and plugging them into the next little hole.
Yeah, like the Lily Tomlin deal.
Right.
Yeah. And they said 13 million telephones in the U.S. and Canada. But
in 1922.
That's a lot.
In 1922?
Yeah, 1922.
That seems like a lot. What was the population? Do we go in and see what the population of the...
If you go in and do that.
Okay, I'll do that.
I wonder how many were like public phones instead of phones?
Oh, yeah.
In 22, would you have... I guess they did. Did they have... I have no idea. That's an interesting thing. Sue's News has failed us on the details.
We had 110 million people here in around that time. So, yeah, about 110 million. Okay. You said, what, 13 million?
Yeah.
That's about right. So it was still sort of an elite thing, I think.
Canada's a big place. You could write that down, Fred.
Okay.
Right.
And 35 years ago, in 1987, this movie was released. There's just a bit of music. This is might be the ultimate chick flick. I'm not sure. I'm going to see if Abby's seen it. I already tear up. Can you name this movie, Fred? Come on. Get in touch with your feminine side.
The dancing?
Dirty Dancing movie, right? That is correct.
With Jennifer Grey before she got the nose job.
And changed her entire personality.
She looked fantastic, by the way.
She did.
A lot of plastic surgery doesn't work. And by the way, I didn't think she was, you know, there was nothing wrong with her in Ferris Bueller or that movie. But
she was adorable.
A fine nose job. I'm just going to say that. Nice rhinoplasty, whoever did that.
Yeah. By the way, Baby wore a shirt like this. I'm wearing this shirt in honor of that. If you remember the scene with where she was in with Patrick Swayze. Have you seen this film?
I have seen this.
Oh my goodness.
Thank goodness. This is good parenting.
I watched it by myself. I found it on Netflix and I was like, oh, this looks interesting.
This is good childing.
Is that Nobody Puts Baby in the Corner?
Yes. Yeah. Patrick Swayze.
Hey, I just heard, did you see they're doing a Roadhouse remake?
Of course they are.
I just saw this
yesterday. Are you serious?
Yeah. And
how could they remake such
Conor
a great
McGregor.
Film?
Conor McGregor. Yeah, this was Conor McGregor. Who else? This is on ESPN. I'm glad that
who's
you mentioned this.
Be, who's
going to
be?
UFC star Conor McGregor will make his first foray into feature films in a remake of Roadhouse.
Oh.
Jake Gyllenhaal will star in the movie, which is a new take on the classic 80s cult hit that starred Patrick Swayze. Amazon Prime Video is the studio. Deadline, the first to report the news Wednesday of McGregor's involvement. So there you
go. Well, how's McGregor? Is he the bad guy? Look, he must be.
I can't give you all the details,
all right,
spoilers,
fine,
but
no,
he's in the movie, I guess.
By the way, St. Louis police, you know, I do like to catch a criminal, but this is a sad situation.
Wait, hang on. Because you asked the question.
Yeah. Okay,
according to Deadline, Gyllenhaal will star as the main character in Roadhouse as a former UFC fighter who becomes a bouncer in the Florida Keys bar.
He's Patrick Swayze.
His role is unknown, but Deadline reported he would be playing an original character and not himself.
Oh.
The movie will go into production this month in the Dominican Republic, will stream on Prime Video, date to be determined. There you go.
Very informative. Yet you didn't tell me if he was the bad guy.
Did you hear in New York about the an MMA fighter, MMA fighter, stopped someone that was mugging someone.
No.
And just took him down.
Oh, I love
that.
And
he was telling police, so I just got him in the seatbelt position. And, and everyone was like, you got him in, what is the seatbelt position? And he just took down this guy and just.
Love it.
Just nailed him.
Oh, I love that. P.S., any impression that you do of an MMA fighter, I'm all about it. St. Louis police need help identifying that vehicle involved in the deadly hit and run outside Ted Drew's Frozen Custard on Friday. This was the teenager who went to CBC. They said the vehicle involved is believed to be a dark gray 2004 to 2008 Ford F-150 with an extended cab. It does have some damage to the driver's side front and a headlight broken, also on the driver's side. They think that driver had on a light-colored neon shirt. They are asking anybody who is at Ted Drew's or witnessed that accident to get in touch with them.
What time of day?
Nighttime.
Okay, so it was in the. Do they have a little video or do they not?
I've got this.
Okay. Well, I mean.
But you know what? We have a, you know, black and white printer.
Right, but there's
here.
A lot of trucks that look like that, but still, someone might notice
dark
damage
gray,
or things along
exactly.
those lines.
So if you know anything, please call the police, Crime Stoppers even. They have that number as well. The Post-Dispatch is reporting that the PGA Tour's BMW Championship will be coming to Belle Reve. Did you see that in 2026?
That's old news. I think I reported that last year, indirectly and unofficially. But yes, go ahead and give the official news. This has been in the works for a while.
Well, it's still not official.
Well, this has been in the works for a while.
Okay, they think it won't be made official until later this month.
It's great news. It is great, great
news. It really
is.
This is huge. Can you remember the last time it was at Belle Reve?
The BMW was there?
Uh-huh.
No.
2008, okay. But they called it the Western Open then.
Right.
So
well, because they've changed. This is big because it's part of the FedEx Championship. That's
yes,
why it's a significant
you're right.
tournament. And you know, for St. Louis to get another PGA Championship would be unlikely because of the time of year they changed it. So now the PGA Championship is in the spring. It used to be in the fall. We were the last ones, I think, or the late summer,
it's
August.
It's now,
to have
by
that.
The way, the BMW Championship. I thought you would like to
right.
know that. The PGA. Hasn't really announced it officially yet. They think by the end of the month. They've only announced through 2024. So, you know, I'm sure it will come up. I had forgotten that Mark had announced that for us.
And we've got Dan Reardon coming on tomorrow.
To
so
talk
we can
about
talk,
it?
Well, to talk about that and some other things.
I don't know if I announced it, but it's been, I think it's been lurking in the golf community aware that they were, you know, targeting that, which is great news for St. Louis because we did such an awesome job with the PGA Championship. There's a lot of support for these events, so outstanding news.
I'm a lap swimmer. We all know this. I do that in the summer. But you see some interesting things when you're swimming on a regular basis. But I have seen, you know, you'll see somebody choking on water. One of the things I really like is when the military guys come to swim at the pool to stay in shape. But that's a side story.
You see people choking on water? Is that what you just
said?
Yeah,
if you're swimming laps, you take something in wrong way, you can.
Oh, I see.
You know, you okay. stop and you.
Yeah.
A pregnant woman, I've never seen anything like this. And of course, as soon as I say a pregnant woman, you'll know what's happening. Mark sent me this, but it's great. A pregnant woman in Colorado was past her due date, and she went to the Y with her husband to swim laps indoors. Now, he was just sitting on the sideline scrolling through his phone. She was swimming the laps because it made her feel better. And nearly as soon as she got in, her water broke. And she said she, quote, felt the need to push. Okay, so she yells to her husband, I'm having a baby. Now, this is her third child, so she knows what's up. So Natalie Lucas is the lifeguard on duty, and she's only 18, but she springs into action. She grabs a first aid kit. She grabs some towels. She shouts for somebody nearby, call 911. And she helped the woman's husband deliver the baby on the pool deck right there.
That's really impressive.
It is. She held the mother's head. She made sure the baby, little Tobin Thomas Ryder, his mouth was clear so he could breathe. And everything was fine. The emergency crews arrived, but there were no issues. And according to the Y, the family's new arrival has been given a lifetime membership to the fitness center. But that's impressive if you're 18. And the local story in Colorado, the local station went out and did a story with this lifeguard who's been a lifeguard since she's 15. And she was just really cute. She said, the adrenaline kicked in. I don't really know how to deliver a baby, but you have to do what you can, right?
I wonder if, you know, just legit question here. I've never been anywhere where I've seen someone have to be rescued from drowning. You see some things where there's people that need a little help in the water. But I wonder if she's ever legit had to rescue someone from drowning. Along these lines, well, I've never had to save anyone from drowning, but I did deliver a baby in the pool, right?
In the interview, they asked her that, and she said she has dealt with the choking people in the water.
Yeah.
But no, nothing to this extent. And finally, in Sue's news, we have today's random fact. But I, you know, I didn't even mention, don't forget, it is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, and the average American eats how many cookies a month, Fred?
A month.
Let's
see. I average probably 4 a day, so I think I'm high. So I'll say 15.
What cookies are you eating a month?
Chocolate chip.
Are you buying them? Are you making them?
My wife makes them.
Oh, that's very thoughtful. Abby, 15.
I was going to say 10.
Mark Reardon.
I'm going 50.
21.
Yeah. Huh.
21 cookies a month.
Maybe 50 was my personal number, but yes.
1 in 4 admit they eat more than that.
That is Sue's
definitely
news.
More than 21 cookies a month. I can almost guarantee that. I mean, I know I had 21 cookies at least on vacation last week.
I made cookies today just to eat the batter. That's what happens in my house. I
like
love it.
Too. But having said that, that batter will turn into cookies that will be delivered here tomorrow or not?
I forgot them today.
Okay,
therefore,
all right, just wondering.
We'll see what's left. I got to feed Fred, you know. He's eating 50 a month. No, that was you.
Is that a random fact?
No. Today's random fact is this. Carrie Underwood earned college credit for being on American Idol. It helped her get her degree in mass comm from Northeastern State University in Oklahoma. What?
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Good for her,
that
though.
Sounds a little goofy, but if you think about it,
she probably learned about TV, the quickest
education in the music business and in pop culture anyone's ever gotten.
True.
And Carrie's done pretty well for herself. Over the years, she has trouble staying in shape. Her legs look terrible, but I think she'll get by. 424 Kill Meat's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.